What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we're excited to be here.
Yes. We never know what to say right after we say our names. We're like, and yeah.
There it is.
There's so much pressure now that there's a camera on us.
I know.
It's like, you got to put on makeup and you got to not look weird. Like, before we could just be like, and today it's Self-Helpless. Yeah. Are we going to talk about it?
Yeah. Okay. You guys do this.
We're doing frantic hand signals.
I find if you just put lipstick on, it looks like you tried to put makeup on. At least that's my tactic.
Yeah, you put on a beanie, you look very put together.
Yeah.
If I only wear lipstick and nothing else, I look like an insane person.
Really?
I look like I just escaped from a woman's prison. Yeah.
Crazy.
Like all you have is lipstick because you traded for cigarettes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like a bold red lip with like blonde eyelashes. Be like, oh, that's not a healthy look.
I think that probably makes you look like a model.
Oh gosh. No.
Oh yeah. One of those like high fashion models where it's like, I don't understand this. How does this work?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So no.
You're very naturally beautiful too.
Oh my God. So you guys. Yeah.
Let's just
going.
Do this for an hour. Just can you? My turn. Taylor.
Compliment. You are also very
How's my beanie?
Yeah.
I got it at Target. It's a light lavender.
It is a light.
Can lavender be light? I mean, lavender is already light purple when I think about it.
It's a soft color. It's a soft,
very neutral.
Nice hue.
You know what happened? Remember? We went to a Halloween party and I was Jay and Silent Bob and I had my favorite dark blue beanie on and I got so hammered I left it in the Uber. And I lost my beanie, so I had to buy a new one at Target.
You only have one beanie?
I only have one beanie, yeah.
Hey,
one beanie is all you need.
Treat yourself. You need to expand that beanie collection.
Well, I did. Well, I just replaced it.
What a strong choice if you only have one beanie to
My
get
gosh.
A lavender
yeah,
one.
Yeah. What a statement.
I'm trying to be more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I always choose like the blue or the black colors. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to pop. I need to start popping.
It's a real like
thermal one.
Oh, yeah. Like you're going to.
All business.
Like mid arson or something.
But you know what? The sparkles are saying something else.
Oh,
sparkles
thank you.
Are definitely here
I
to
got
party.
I this in London and it was super cheap, which is part of why I bought it. It was like £3. It was
wow.
£3.
I love it.
So I was like, I got to get this. And I put it on today and I was like, I'm kind of fun.
I'm in the holiday
you
spirit.
Are.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a nice little compliment circle jerk.
Yes,
everyone.
It was.
Tangent.
Very satisfied.
I think we have a review of the week.
Oh, I think
yes,
we do. And I think it's my turn to read it.
It is.
If I could just open my phone. See, this is why I don't like the iPhone because of the whole password thing. I'd rather just have somebody read my shit than have to enter
a password
every time.
You can take off the
password. Yeah, but they never. Oh, you can?
Yeah. Look at this. Watch.
No.
And we're in.
Why has nobody told me that? Nobody's ever told me that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you go to settings and you can turn off your password.
You guys.
And it proves how trusting you are.
I'm going to yell at Cam for that because he sees me struggling every day. I bet it's like an inside joke between him and Jeff by now. Like, how many times is she going to do it until she figures it out? Okay, everybody. This is from Judd93.
This is on iTunes.
On iTunes. Please review us on iTunes. Yeah, this is subscribe. Our review of the week. And subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating and review.
Yeah, don't give us a different star rating. There's like two that are like 4 stars and like 3 stars. It's like, why even bother?
Yeah. If you're going to take the time to give us a mediocre rating, go fuck yourself. Just leave 5, you cunt. God. Yeah. Sorry, I have a lot of misplaced rage right now. But seriously, don't do that because I'll be very mad.
You know who didn't do that? Judd93 didn't do that. Hey. He says, first time listening. I'm assuming it's a man. It could be a lady. So I started listening after a video on Facebook Taylor was in. Saw she was on this podcast. First one I've ever listened to, and I love it. I listen to y'all at the gym, driving around, when I open at work. Inspired by you guys to get my room and ambitions in order, which moving back home has really got me down and off track. The podcast has been the voice to get out of the pity party. Thank you so much. Love the genuine chemistry y'all have. And then he has a heart and like 8 cookies emojis, and then of course an eggplant.
Well,
sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Jed.
Got to punctuate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's really sweet.
Better way than a dick.
Yes.
That's nice.
Really sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, Jed.
Go leave reviews. And yeah, you're the review of the week, which means you get a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
So email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what size you want and we'll mail it off to you.
Send us your address as well, please.
Yeah. Please tell me your address because, you know.
And if you're not the review of the week, leave one and maybe you will be.
Yeah.
Promises. Also, you can email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com just with advice, questions, suggestions for books,
love notes,
Sure. Anything you want. I mean, we are not picky. We take all the validation.
we need it all.
Yep.
Yes.
And if you want to just buy one of the t-shirts, you can do so at selfhelplesspodcast.com. And there will be a little widget there. So pick a shirt. We'll ship it for free. It's all good. It's great in time for the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? If you are still like, oh, I don't feel like I have enough self-helpless in my life, we have a closed Facebook group now.
Yeah.
You can join. We pretty much approve everybody. And we trust everyone is innocent until proven creepy.
Yes.
So unless we accept you and you do something weird, you're going to be in.
We're monitoring it. Don't get us wrong. Oh, we're looking at your shit.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't intervene unless something happens.
Yeah. And it's been lovely.
It's been so nice.
Awesome.
It's a great place for you guys to go. The suggestion was by one of our listeners that she wanted to ask for advice about stuff, mm-hmm. but she didn't want to post it publicly to where her family members could see and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's a great closed group. Ask each other for advice, exchange, recommendations, book reviews, meet for coffee, fall in love, have babies, whatever you want to do.
It's such a good community. It's everybody's so nice. Like helping each other out. I'm like, oh,
it's
look
so
at you
great.
Go. Our little chickens. We just put everybody together.
They like each other.
We're hurting
I just love it. Everybody gets along. It's really nice.
It's great.
I'm posting quotes. Oh, some of those quotes have really hit me.
Yeah,
Pinterest, classic. And I was looking at the Pinterest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those were like, there was one on there, and maybe I shouldn't even, I'm going to say it anyway.
Can never have too many good quotes.
We can never have too many good quotes, just because we're talking about the Facebook group. there was one on the Pinterest that she had made that said, a bird on a branch does not... distrust the branch. It trusts itself because if the branch breaks, it can fly away.
Something like that. It trusts its own wings or something.
It trusts its own wings.
Damn,
that's what it was.
Girl.
It was so good and hit me so hard to where I was like, because I got some serious trust issues.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like the branch could break, but I got wings. It really, really got to me.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a good one.
So it's helping me out.
Yeah, no,
that's
awesome. I love it. It's a great group. You can find it on Facebook. Just type in self helpless and you'll see the Facebook page and the Facebook group. Join both.
Join
the party.
Be all about it.
We had a great live show last month and it was so great. We're doing it again.
Yeah,
yes, we are. November 28th, it's a Thursday. Is it a
Tuesday?
Tuesday,
November 20th. It's all good. We
in
mess it up
head,
every
I
time.
Saw the word Tuesday. I know, literally, that's like our running thing.
Tuesday,
we cannot get this right.
Tuesday, November 28th at 7:30 p.m. Hollywood yes. Improv Lab. We have a free guest list. That means we yes. can get you free tickets. So email us either, you know, at the podcast yeah. or individually on Facebook, whatever. We'll put you on the list. We want all of our listeners to get in for free. And if you're not a listener, you got to have to pay. So how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
You can see us in all our glory.
Yeah, you'll see some stand-up and a live episode recording, which yes. will be a secret guest or topic. We don't.
And
we
might. Yeah, we're gonna have a special secret
we
guest.
Figured
yeah.
it out yet.
It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah. We're like secret subject because we're still brainstorming.
Secret guest because we're waiting together. On a response.
Yes,
that we're real excited about.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I think we have a quotable this week, an official quotable, not
yeah,
not
your,
the garbage
your bird
I just
shit.
Half remembered
literal bird shit.
Improv. Yeah. Okay, so this is a quote that I love. I consider this another potential tattoo quote because
ooh.
I think it's something I should see every day.
Oh,
it is by Henry David Thoreau. It is a characteristic of wisdom not to do desperate things.
Ooh, didn't even have to look
man.
At it. She had it memorized. Can you say it one more time?
Up in the vault, baby. it is a characteristic of wisdom not to do desperate things.
Ooh, that is good and so hard.
Oh, yeah,
so hard.
I consider myself to be a real desperate type.
Yeah,
like I tend to, and I think it's a trust thing too, mm-hmm. where I don't trust people to necessarily follow through or like get the things done they say they're going to. And so I've definitely, especially in this business, I've acted in desperation at times where I'm like, oh, that wasn't wise. I should have just
listened,
taken a breath, and trusted, and you know, not looked like a crazy pants. So
right.
Yeah.
Trying to do that more. Yeah.
Because have you ever done a desperate thing and then while you're actually in the middle of the desperate thing, you're like, wow, I should, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Stop right now. We're in it too deep. We have to finish.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And it's a good one. Good job. Yeah. You nailed it, Kelsey.
You nailed
Taylor.
It, Kelsey. I should have had mine pulled up.
Yeah.
Not getting that tattooed anytime soon. Maybe I should, because then I'd know it.
That's
it's
true.
Like the length of your whole back because you're like, wait, no.
Wait, what was it?
Is it? No, it's the No,
dashes
it's the wings.
And ellipses.
Yeah.
Takes 3 hours to read Taylor's back in a swimsuit.
No, wait, the wings. And I'm like, you wrote no, wait, the wings. And you're like, look, I just do tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is sponsored by Red Bull at the bottom. It's just this long, long promo. That would be
Red Bull and panty
giving
liners.
You the wings, babe.
Both have wings.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you so much.
The jokes are rusty tonight, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, God. We are tired.
We are sleepy.
What? Oh.
I have a self-care list.
You do have a self-care list. Yeah. You know why? Because my sheet said so.
It did. Yep. Nobody pay attention to the sheet of our outline.
Top secret.
My self-care list. I think I talked about this on a hashtag goals on a past episode where I was like, I got to take care of myself more and not take as many red eyes. This last week, I had a college in North Carolina that I had to do. And it was, you know, kind of in and out, one and done. And, you know, I can either fly in the day before.
Yeah.
And, you know, go to sleep in a hotel and wake up like a person.
Right.
Or I can take a red eye. And I don't lose any time
because
it's
gosh.
Just
only
it's just
your
the
health.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
sleep.
That's the thing. Because when you're booking it, you're like, this is a great idea. It's 3 weeks away. So
right.
I'm not really thinking about the
right.
repercussions of it.
Right.
So and my biggest thing is like, if I leave the day before, I can't do spots that night.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. So I did a show at 5:30 on Thursday. Then I did another show at 7:30. And then I went to the airport for an 11 p.m. flight.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I felt great. I was like, oh, you got two sets in. You're firing on all cylinders. You're going to kill this.
Yeah.
And then I got on the flight and I had two flights at a layover.
Oh, Taylor.
It wasn't even
God.
A nonstop red eye.
You had a red eye
oh my
with
gosh.
A layover?
I never
That's
have
awful.
A nonstop
if
red
you
eye.
Ever told me you were doing that before, I would
oh,
stop
all
you
I do.
At the airport like actually, I'd be like, no, like, don't do this to yourself.
Oh,
I would stop it.
Really? That's the only kind of red eye I've taken. I've never taken a nonstop red eye. Yeah. Just because, you know, it's cheaper.
This is a whole other layer
yeah,
that I did not
Taylor,
know about.
Yeah, you're
it's
not
really
a
not
workaholic
good.
At
I'm
all.
I'm like, want to check well, your pulse. I'm yeah. like, are you a human alive? A human alive. I'm not.
And the thing is, I usually sleep on the flights. I mean, it's hard because you wake up for the layover.
But not good
and you
sleep.
Have to, you have to wake up in the middle of the night, basically, and like walk half a mile like a brightly lit
and
airport.
Navigate,
and then find it, and then you get there, and you're like, okay.
I should call that the dead eye, because that's not. The layover at the rut. No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
My God.
500%. So I didn't sleep at all. I got to the hotel at like, you know, 10 in the morning.
Taylor.
And then, yeah. So then I tried to sleep for like 6 hours, like 7 hours maybe. I kept waking up because like my manager called me, my agent called me, the school called me. You know, I just couldn't sleep. And so I woke up like every hour. And then I went and did the show at 8, which was a tough show, I'm not going to lie. And then didn't sleep the whole night, got on another plane at 7 a.m. So it's basically like two back-to-back red eyes. Because, you know, 7 a.m. In North Carolina is, you know, 4 a.m. here.
Yeah.
And you go at 2 a.m. So I just, Saturday night I slept for 13 hours.
Wow.
And the last two nights I've slept like 11 hours because I've just been catching up. And I've decided, like, I booked all my flights for this month today, and I didn't do any of that.
Good. No more red
good
eyes.
Job.
Yeah,
good.
It's not worth messing up. Your sleep is so important. For days.
Yes.
It's the foundation for your whole day.
Yeah.
If you're fucked with sleep, it's going to fuck everything else up.
Yeah.
So that was my self.
I'm glad that you're not doing that anymore.
I know. Well, no, it's hard. And I have people in my life that I'll text. Like, I text my buddy Dustin. I was like, don't ever let me book a red eye again. He's like, all right. And then, like, the next time I was booking, I was like, should I take this red eye? And he was like, because then I can do spots. He's like, well, if you don't do the spots, you're not a real comic. And I'm like, I hate you.
No.
He was teasing.
Dustin did.
He was teasing.
Dustin.
It was totally, you are not a safe space.
Text me. I'd be like, don't ever do a red eye. How about that?
I should have texted you.
How about that?
How about that?
I'll just send you a daily reminder from my phone. It's just like a calendar appointment. Don't do red eyes to both of you.
Thank you.
I don't. I avoid
an automatic email response.
But it's still brutal. You and I've talked about it. It's like, you know, pick your poison, because it's either red eye or when I go out with Jim, it's like the very first flight out, which is...
And it's the day of.
Yeah, the day of. So 6 a.m. flight, which means I have to wake up at usually 3:45 in the morning to get to the airport in time. So that's me trying to fall asleep by like midnight and getting 3 hours of sleep.
Okay, see, I think that's just as bad as a red eye.
They're both
awful.
And then
you get in, and do you even have time to nap before the show?
Not usually.
Because here's my thing. I'm like, maybe I don't sleep all night and that sucks.
Right.
But I get to the hotel at 11 a.m. and I can nap.
I'm not a good day napper, though. I feel like I need to try and just get whatever sleep I can, like, harvest at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Again,
I'm a good all-the-time napper. I can nap anywhere, anytime.
Bless you. But that's the thing about going a day early is that if you go a day early, you can go to the airport at 11 a.m. and get in at, you know, 8 p.m.
Right.
And you got to shell out for one more night at a hotel. But I don't know.
Thing, too, is like if you're coming on, like when we have to fly back, it's the same thing where you first fly out, but you're coming off of a show. So you've got adrenaline. Like it's you're chemically just lying there like, nope. My body's not going to do this in time to get any sleep. So anyway, it's a mess.
Well, that's why I stay put right here. I don't leave this table. This is where I live. This is where I eat. This is where I sleep. This is where I get massages for my boyfriend.
You have to treat yourself, right?
I have treated myself to a couple things. I told you I put myself in therapy.
Great.
So far, so good. I really like her. She's fantastic.
Yay. That's a big treat myself.
It's the first time I've ever done that, like, I, so, you know, my mom is like, yeah, you should see somebody, but it's like the first time I put myself there.
Sure. Yeah.
And I needed it.
It wasn't like an intervention,
right? Right. It was like, you know what, it was self-intervention. And then I was in Big Bear the last couple weekends, which was really fun. The first weekend was for the Big Bear Comedy Festival. Great festival. The same producers of the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival. Always so fun. They treat the comics really well. They pay for everything. It's just like a summer camp for comedians. And you just have fun shows and you just hang out. So that was cool. And then the weekend after, I was back up in Big Bear for my best friend's bachelorette party. Shout out to Melissa. And it was great. And
your Instagram looked real fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was just nice getting away for the weekend with your girlfriends and just, you know, having some drinks and eating pizza and you know, having a stripper dance on you, ooh, it was all hey. Good.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like a long slumber party.
That was a real nice treat yourself.
And you made a candle.
I had this. Yeah, I did make a candle, but the stripper was a lot more
fun. Well, yeah, that's, I mean, was he hot? Was he sexy?
Oh, no, the strippers are never hot and sexy. No,
really?
Absolutely
what?
Not. No, the private ones that you order, no. They're,
what?
They, you never get what you order. Have you,
I've
you
never had a private stripper? One, no.
Okay, this is my third
I've
time.
I've never even had a public one.
Yeah. You're asking Taylor. Well, she ordered a private. Come on now.
We'll
Look,
take
I've
care
seen
of you.
Sex in the city. I think I get it.
Anybody who's ever ordered a private stripper for some kind of event, you know, like if you go on the website, the guys on the website are not real. They're not, they don't actually work for this company.
Oh.
It's one or two dudes that do all of the jobs and they make you think that you can pick the guy and the outfit
oh
and all that
God.
Stuff. But you get what you get.
You get the Benjamin Franklin
you
from
You get what
the
you
office.
Get, dude. I mean, like... Yeah, it's never, they show up and they're, you know, they're 3 feet shorter, you know, if you order, that sounds real creepy,
you can't
but
return
like,
them.
If you order like a hot black dude, you're going to get a small Mexican dude. That's just how that works, you know, and it's all fine.
You can't return
it's all very
it
fun.
Just be like, there wasn't enough sausage on this.
I mean,
terrible.
You just don't even,
I'm going to apologize.
It's such,
to all
a, it's such a weird exchange. You don't ever even want to talk to anybody again. You don't want to talk to the company again. You don't want to talk
sure.
to the stripper again.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's just. It's so hilarious. Like, you don't get a stripper to, like, you don't want a hot stripper. You don't want somebody.
You don't
want a hot stripper, like, for a bachelorette party thinking, like, oh, no, like, there's so many hot guys out there. You want the gross one who reminds you that, like, no, you're staying with that good dick
oh.
for life. You got a good one. You don't want to look at anybody
oh
else, you know?
God.
It's that last reminder. But, no, they're always gross.
I have a question. Do you think it, I don't think it's, I would assume it's not like that for female strippers though.
I assume the females are much more attractive.
Yeah.
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 Just
yeah.
easier to be attractive as a lady. I feel like,
sure.
I think
yeah.
so too.
And,
yeah. I think so too. It's See, just, they're always fun, but they're never like, no, you want them to leave immediately when they're done. It's very
yeah.
shameful. Nah, but it's fun. It was a good time. But the candles were great.
She did. She
I did. I
nice
made
candle.
Candles 2 weekends in a row. The first weekend was with the comics. Second weekend was with the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out to the Pauls at Au Naturel and Big Bear who gave us a private candle making party.
Very cool.
Faux-free.
Ooh.
It was very fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Really sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. We're all like really out of it and tired. And
sorry.
I feel like I'm
feeling
just
okay.
talk too long about strippers.
Yeah.
But yeah, be careful. If you want to order a stripper, just know that you get what you get. And just because you're picking a certain person on this website, it's one dude doing all the jobs.
Yeah. You're
just
better off
that.
Like, you know, throwing your hot cousin $100.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I thought about.
That would be my
Just go
idea.
To Vegas. Do the Magic Mike thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
like
an incredible experience. That's so different. Yeah. But we were in
Those
Big
guys
Bear.
Are
That's
picked true. By Tatum.
That is true.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Top
but
of the line.
Yeah, there's no strip club or strippers in Big Bear. I paid one to drive from Los Angeles to
oh,
Big Bear.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and, you know.
Oh my God.
He got the job done. But he did show up on time in the outfit I requested.
Oh, what good. Did you request?
I requested a cowboy because Melissa's a big country fan.
Oh,
so
my
he
God.
He walked through the door, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
He Great. Fucking
was,
road tripped up.
He road tripped
just
up.
Like Slim Jims and like corn
absolutely.
Nuts and
like he had his own. He's like, had his little boom box playing and his lights. He's had
he had
like mobile
box?
Light show. I mean, he's
Not like a
it was like a luggage, like a backpack luggage thing with just music and lights and God knows what else. You know what I mean? Just like a whole contraption.
Wow.
Yeah. His name was Arturo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Arturo.
Yeah. He was very nice, but nobody wanted
That's
to sleep with him.
Really?
Try.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
I don't know anybody else who can't.
What?
Really? You do now.
But you can't roll your R's?
That's closer than I can do. R,
like that?
No.
I can't go.
Oh my God.
Like choking on my
what tongue. Is going? I feel like you guys are doing it the wrong, like the opposite. Let me see what you're doing with your mouths. Yeah. What am I doing?
You're kind of doing it.
You got to vibrate against the top. The roof of your mouth's got to vibrate.
I think I'm too anxious.
Do you see this? What is going on in there?
I can look at you
like
doing it, but
I
put your tongue on the top of your on the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
Now push from the back of your. Oh my God! Wow, this is.
I probably be terrible at eating pussy. I'm good at sucking dick though, but
yeah. Yeah, you probably wouldn't be able to move your tongue very well.
But I can do this.
Oh, I can't do that.
I can do the clover thing.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't even do the taco thing very well.
You can do the taco thing.
We're doing the tongue stuff, guys. If you're not watching this,
yeah,
the tongue stuff. Oh my God! I just licked the. I'm sorry. I licked the microphone. Real quick.
This became a very visual. Oh man,
this is becoming real weird. We're getting off on some tangents, man.
That we need to get to.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. This advice question is really good. Again, email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. This is from Emily. Says, recently I've been having a really hard time and knowing that my best friend came to visit me. She said she wanted to spend the day together and hang out for a few hours. But a few hours into our visit, she got a text from a guy she had met the last time she had come to visit me. She said she was going to run out and say hi to him for 20 minutes. I figured it would be longer, but whatever. And then come right back. Then she disappeared for 5 hours.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
I feel like she ditched me, and it kind of upset me, but I didn't say anything. But it's been days, and it's still bugging me. Am I just being ridiculous, or should I talk to her? And if so, what can I even say? Thanks for your help, Emily. P.S. I love the show, and you all rock. Also, Taylor, the bit you did on Conan perfectly described my childhood, so thanks for that. You are welcome, Emily.
Totally valid. Your feelings are totally valid. Here's the thing. You cleared your schedule for your best friend to come visit you. You're supposed to spend time together. That's the whole point of the visit. So when she leaves you to and not even kind of tell you about the whereabouts, it's just disrespectful of your time.
Yeah.
And
not adhering to the classic chicks before dicks rule.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like visit that guy a different weekend.
Yeah.
A different time. This is girls' weekend.
That would totally hurt my feelings.
It totally does. Yeah. And like
my feelings are hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like how often? I mean, if she's driving down to see you, how often are you really seeing each other?
Yeah.
If it's not very frequent, that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
It's interesting because this did have something similar happened to me. I won't call her out. She knows I'm still mad. I don't like to fight with anybody. I'm very afraid of conflict. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I never get in fights with my friends. It just doesn't happen. I figure out a different way. But I drove up north several hours to visit, a very close friend. And, I cleared my schedule. I canceled shows for it. I did the whole shebang. Really wanted to see her. And she was really excited about somebody she was dating. It was very new and all that. And we had hung out, as like a threesome at a bar or whatever. And then I was in the car waiting for her to like kind of say goodbye. And we were going to go home and do something. And she was outside of the car for like 45 minutes to an hour,
gosh,
just by the car saying goodbye.
You waited for an hour?
Well, here's the thing. Every like 15, 20 minutes, I'd pop out like, all right, time to wrap it up. I'm hungry. I'm hungry and I'm tired. And then 20 minutes later, okay, I'm getting tired. Let's really do it. Come on. What's going on? And then by like, the 45 minute mark, I was like, take me the fuck home. I am so mad right now. Take me home.
Good.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And I think it scared both of them.
As it should.
Because she had never seen me like that ever. And it was his first impression of me, which is hilarious. And it's so funny because they're still together. So like that's his first impression of me, which is so funny because I've never done that.
Right.
We talked about it and I was like, look, I came up here to see you. I know that you're excited about this and it's new, but like, I'm here for you. I cleared my schedule and I drove all this way. It's like, I'm not here to see anybody else. You should have told me it wasn't a good weekend if you wanted to spend time with this person, and that would have been fine. But I made the drive and now I'm here. Like,
right.
I got mad, and so she apologized and she understood, but like, it's the only argument that we've got into, and I love her to death, and I won't say the name because I, but But yeah, but it hurt my feelings.
So yeah,
it hurt my feelings.
So we totally understand, Emily. Like 100%, you're not being ridiculous to feel that way.
And you can bring it up to her and be like,
you should, please don't do it again. Days, like I'm very much the same way where I'm like, it upset me, but I don't want to talk about it unless it's a thing. And I'll like, lately I've been doing this thing where if something upsets me, I go to the gym. And if I don't feel any better after the gym, I'm like, okay, this is probably an issue. And then I go to sleep. And if I sleep and it's still an issue in the morning, then I'm like, all right, then this needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Obviously. Because there are some times where you're like, I'll just get over this. It's whatever.
And, sure.
You know, then you avoid a conflict. But if it's been days and you're still upset, like, for sure, bring it up. You are completely in the right.
Absolutely. Yeah. This isn't a person you're never going to see again. This is a friend that you got to talk about it.
Yeah. Tell them that they hurt your feelings. That's it's totally fine. And if they're not responsive, that's not okay.
Yes.
Boom. All right. Should we get into it?
Yes.
We've got
a
big old batch of stuff to get
it's a big one.
This week's main topic.
I don't even know where to begin. Well, maybe we can just begin with the definition.
Well, and they'll know from the title, but we went to Can we just say went to a Workaholics Anonymous meeting?
Yeah, we went to Workaholics Anonymous. We're going to talk about workaholism.
Do you want to talk about how that came about? Because you're kind of the one talking about the test.
Sure, yeah. So I've been going to therapy and everything, and I've been just, you know, talking to her about my symptoms and what I'm experiencing. And she told me that I'm suffering from burnout, which is a real thing. You know, go look it up, research. It's got a lot of physical symptoms, you know, like forgetfulness, foggy, you know, tightness in your chest, like all that kind of stuff. And as the more research I did, kind of led me to workaholism because it's a symptom of that larger issue. And I started reading deep into workaholism and realized that I have it. The term workaholic is thrown around so casually and nonchalantly that nobody even actually knows most people don't know what it means.
Right.
Most people don't know it's an addiction. It's a disease. It's like being an alcoholic without the physical substance. So it kind of blew my mind and I was feeling really awful and I wanted to check out a meeting because I was so desperate to like feel something, you know, different be like, oh, if I can manage this, I want to figure out how to do it. So I found the meeting and we all went
What's
to
the
it.
Definition?
Yeah. The definition, if you don't know of workaholism, there's several different ones and there's so many different studies, but I'm going to read a few. A person who works compulsively at the expense of other pursuits. Mm. One who has compulsive and, one who has a compulsive and unrelenting need to work. Workaholism, also called work addiction, is viewed as a disease that may be related to obsessive compulsive disorder. Someone who suffers from workaholism compulsively engages in work despite mounting negative consequences. Mm-hmm. So the misconception is if you're not spending time in the office or at work that you can't be a workaholic. It's not true. You can be a workaholic in all areas of your life. You know, when you get home, the way that you do your chores and your running your errands, the way that you manage your relationships, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be work related. And I think that's where people get confused.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot because all the things I've been thinking about my past a lot and I never knew what the issue was. I always thought it was something else where I attributed it to a relationship or, you know, when I got diagnosed with like IBS, but that didn't really make sense because I never had those symptoms again.
Right,
like
it
all
goes
these
back as far as high school,
it goes back to childhood. I told my mom about it and I'm like, I think I'm a workaholic. I have all of the symptoms and the signs and I've tested high on all the quizzes.
Right.
And she was like, oh, this makes so much sense. Like as a kid, even if you were sick and I, you know, made you stay home from school, you were so worried about what you were missing at school. You wanted me to call your teacher and get the homework right away.
Yeah.
You couldn't relax. You'd be walking around the house like a crazy person. Like I've always had it. And then it really hit me after the meeting that we went to that I've talked about how I had to withdraw from high school when I was 15 because I got really sick, physically sick. I had just awful digestive issues. And I was diagnosed with like a million different things. I was diagnosed with IBS, and I was diagnosed with an overgrowth of candida in my diet. I was, you know, everything. And I'm starting to realize that I think it was workaholism the whole time.
Wow.
Because when I had to withdraw from school, what was happening is I was involved in so many extracurricular activities and all those honors classes and stuff. I was going to school at 7 a.m. and I wouldn't leave school until 11 p.m. because I'd have school. Yeah. Right. Then I would, you know, study whatever, do homework, and then I'd go straight to basketball practice, and then I would go straight to band practice. I was on drumline, not band. I was cooler. I'm just kidding. Right.
It's okay.
Woodwinds.
Woodwind friends, yeah.
No, but I was not even giving myself time to do my homework and stuff like that, or just take care of myself. And my parents were begging me to, like, please give something up. You're burning the candle at both ends, you know? And I refused to give it up, even though I wasn't enjoying any of it.
Wow.
Wrong.
I could not let it go. Yeah. Could not do
it. Which is what compulsiveness is.
Yes.
It's not enjoying what you're doing.
It's not enjoying it. And I have a real weird thing about completing tasks and completing something. So if I sign myself up for something, even if I'm hating it, I will finish it.
Wow. Really?
And I realize, I think that's my problem with stand-up, is that I started it, and now I can't pull out because I have to finish it.
But what even
there's no
it.
Finishing it.
That's the problem. There's no finishing it. And that's why I feel like I need to film my own special of some kind, because that will feel like a completed project for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So you'll have something to show for it.
Yeah.
All the stuff you put in.
I'm Delaney, and I'm a workaholic.
Hi, Delaney.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
So weird saying that yesterday.
I know.
Really weird.
Yeah. But you guys, you know, I'm so glad you guys were there with me.
And you took a quiz online. What's the quiz from?
Oh, you know, I really recommend. So there's a lot of research out there. Workaholics Anonymous is a great website, but I actually found a quiz I like a lot better on CNN. And you can just Google CNN workaholic and some of the questions. So it says, read each of the statements below and select which option best describes the veracity of each statement, then click submit to. Okay, I'm reading the instructions right now. So I prefer to do most things rather than ask for help, and it'll say never, sometimes, often, or always. So your answer is never, sometimes, often, or always. I get impatient when I have to wait for someone else or when something takes too long. I always seem to be in a hurry and racing against the clock. I get irritated when I am interrupted while I'm in the middle of something. I stay busy and keep many irons in the fire. I find myself doing two or three things at one time, such as eating lunch and writing a memo while talking on the phone. I overcommit myself by biting off more than I can chew. I feel guilty when I'm not working on something. It's important that I see the concrete results of what I do. I am more interested in the final result of my work than in the process. Things just never seem to move fast enough or get done fast enough for me. I lose my temper when things don't go my way or work out to suit me. I ask the same question over again after I've already been given the answer once. I spend a lot of time mentally planning and thinking about future events while tuning out the here and now. I find myself continuing to work after my coworkers have called it quits. I get angry when people don't meet my standards of perfection. I get upset when I'm in situations where I cannot be in control. I tend to put myself under pressure from self-imposed deadlines when I work. It is hard for me to relax when I'm not working. I spend more time working than socializing with friends or on hobbies or leisure activities. I dive into projects to get a head start before all the phases have been finalized. I get upset with myself for making even the smallest mistake. So, if you answered often or always to a lot of these questions, I think you should, research this, because this might be your issue. And I tested high on this, but Miss Kelsey over here tested overwhelmingly high, where I'm very concerned about you.
100.
Yeah, I was 70 out of 100.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Look at you in the 90th percentile.
Well, scored high, girl. A-plus student.
Look at you. You early walking baby.
Well, what was so weird to me about the quiz was that all of those questions to me were like, oh, duh, yeah, that's normal life. Doesn't everybody feel that way? Like, yeah. I just felt like somebody was making observations of my life.
Yeah.
So to me, it was always for every one of those except maybe two, and then it was often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There wasn't anything I didn't relate to or feel the impact of on a daily basis.
Like,
they all totally fit with how I feel.
Yeah.
So
because you've both really been feeling it lately, just yeah. as far as like yeah. being on like the edge of a meltdown all
absolutely
the time.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that is a real feeling stressful. That I haven't always felt, but like in the last few months especially, I've dealt with some personal issues in the last few months that I think have pushed me to a more fragile place, but then just also with work stuff, it just feels really nonstop, and I'm having a hard time turning anything down or like finding any time to just relax. It's going all the time, and
right.
yeah.
Well, you were telling both of us last night after the meeting that like you can't finish a movie.
No,
and I was like, right. oh my god.
Yeah, I was telling the girls that if Kane and I sit down and try to watch a movie on the couch, I get like maybe halfway through, and then I'm like, I have to go check my emails or just even like look at my phone, or I can't focus on the movie. I can't sit still for that long.
Right.
So like being in an actual movie theater for me is tough because there really isn't anywhere to go, and you're not supposed to look at your phone.
Yeah. That's what I like about the movie theater though. You're not supposed yeah. to look at your phone, so you can just kind of check out for a couple hours.
Yeah. It has to be like an amazing movie, because yeah. if it's not, then I'm like, I wish I wasn't here right now. I'm wasting my time. I could be working. If it's not like yeah. hitting all my buttons, then I'm like, this is a waste of time. I could be doing other things.
Oh my gosh.
It's bad. It's yeah. bad. And I think the thing that really struck me was that Kane, you know, I've been with Kane for like almost 6 years now. So he's seen a wide spectrum of who I've been in these last 6 years. And he's like, you were not always like this.
Right.
Although I have had workaholic tendencies my whole life, but I just think they've been pushed to like that 90 out of 100 percentile, whatever, of like, I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how to stop. Mm-hmm. It's the whole finish line thing. Like now that stand up is full time, it's no finish line, no clocking in, no clocking out, never feeling done, never feeling like you're accomplishing enough. And it just consumes me. It's,
yeah.
Right.
It's so much. It's yeah. so crazy.
It's
so.
I was worse when I was single. Like when I met Cam, he's kind of forced me to relax a lot without even realizing it, just yeah. being with him. But I think I would have tested a lot higher about a year and a half, 2 years ago, because I went through a real
really?
Crazy. I went through a real crazy phase when I was just on my own,
right?
And I, you know, wasn't sure about like stand up or where I was going, or before I got my, you know, my full time, you know, stable job. I was like, yeah, was never clocking in or clocking out, because you're always yeah. working, and you always got to worry about the next paycheck yeah. or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
What's wrong, or what the issue with this addiction is that workaholism is praised in our society.
Yes,
so
totally.
So people don't really take it seriously, but it is serious. It is just as serious as all the other ones. It has a lot of the same, you know, physical issues that come along with it. Workaholics, you know, higher risk for stroke and heart attack, because your body is just under stress constantly. Mm-hmm. So it's, they call it the respectable addiction.
Right.
That's,
right.
you know, so people are like, workaholic, no, you know, no big
and
deal.
But not only is it praised, but work is a necessity.
Yeah,
right.
You
all have to work, you know, with alcohol, it's like, not only is it not a necessity, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Work is something that it's always there. You just have to learn how to manage it. So it's almost harder than, I feel like it's harder than how alcoholics can just completely cut it out of their life.
Yeah, not be around it.
We have to somehow have a relationship with work that's healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's very hard to pull back from it if it's always in your life, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's been a wake-up call. That's for sure. Do you guys, we have a lot of good materials.
I have some of the signposts in front of me.
Yeah.
Kind of summarized, but.
Sure.
Finding it hard to love and accept yourself because work is the means of gaining approval, finding your identity, justifying your existence.
Oh boy.
That's a big one. Like you're nothing without work.
Oh, yeah.
Using work to escape your feelings, so you deprive yourself of knowing what you really want and need. You neglect health, relationships, recreation, and spirituality. Even when you're not working, you're thinking about the next task. All of your activities are work related. That's mm-hmm. another thing,
yeah.
which we've struggled with the podcast, because podcasts podcasting is work,
right?
But we enjoy it.
Yeah.
And like, it's hard for us. I mean, last night we went to dinner and we went to the meeting, and even the meeting, we're talking about it on the podcast. So it wasn't completely not work related.
Yeah.
And that's the closest we've gotten to a non work related night together.
Right.
Like, we've tried to plan things where we like had a night out. We're like, we're going to go do that. And there's just always something that gets in the way.
Right.
We're also just so busy. So there's that.
Yeah. And it's three schedules. That's hard.
Exactly. Yeah. Home is an extension of the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. Work has become an addiction. We lie to ourselves and to others about the amount we do. You're talking about lying to Cam about sending work emails.
Well, yeah. I hide stuff. Like, if he's like, what are you doing on your phone in there? Oh, I'm texting my mom. But I'm like, no, I'm responding to an email.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And I feel so bad.
That's crazy.
Exact same thing with Kane.
Yeah. But that's a more respectable lie than like drinking whiskey in the car.
Totally.
Right. But it's just as bad. Yeah. It's just as scary.
Kane can turn it off and I can't. And he'll know. He'll be like, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
And then, because I've been like, I'm done working for the night. And I'll be like, oh, I'm just, it's my mom. And
Cam makes me put my phone in the other room or like on the dresser, and it's very helpful. I mean, it can be agonizing because I'm like, what's going on over there? It's lighting up, you know?
Oh my God, but lighting up!
Oh my Lord,
When he goes to the bathroom, I'll go, look. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I just love the idea of Cam and Kane coming out. What you doing over there?
Nothing. I mean,
so
it's...
Making unreasonable demands on yourself, aren't aware of any difference between job imposed and self imposed pressure, over scheduling your lives, racing to beat the clock, fearful you'll get behind, binge work to catch up, over serious and responsible, all activity must be purposeful, finding it hard to relax and just be, waiting is hard for us, more interested in results than process.
Yep. That's my problem.
Many of us concerned with image. We think that looking busy makes people think we are important and gains their admiration. Oh, that's true. Tend to be perfectionistic. We don't accept mistakes as part of being human and find it hard to ask for help. See, this is interesting because...
Yeah, your experience was a little different.
I had an interesting experience with it because I really enjoyed the meeting. I found it very relaxing and helpful, and I related to a lot of things people were saying. That being said, being in the meeting and saying, I'm Taylor, I'm a workaholic, didn't really feel right to me. And part of it is because I have been around you guys, and it's kind of like, you know, when you're like, I'm starving, and someone's like, there are children in Africa, and you're like, oh, that's right. So you guys are children in Africa, is what I'm saying. I'm like, they are so much worse than me. I can't even talk. And then like, my stepmom is a legit workaholic. Like, she gets mad about going on vacation. Like, my dad has to make her go on vacation. And when she goes on vacation, she's on the phone the whole time. You go to Disneyland with her, she's on the phone the whole time.
Oh my God.
And the weird part is she's not like, she's happy that way. She loves working. That's how she functions. But she never stops working. And she'll cancel things to go work. She'll be mad and guilty if she's not, like, everything.
Yeah.
She's a workaholic. I don't think I am because I grew up with that and I see that. So I think I am very anxious and I'm very hard on myself. And I think I push myself because I'm afraid of getting behind. I think I have a lot of symptoms that they talk about, but I think they stem from anxiety and like insecurity. I don't think they stem from being a workaholic necessarily, because the biggest thing for me was when they talk about it, you know, being a workaholic, working at the expense of your personal relationships. And I don't really think I do that. I think there are times in my life that I have done this and I would have maybe been more inclined to be like, oh yeah, I am. But it's also like, that time in my life, there was just a lot of stuff I had to do. Like, I had to go to school, I had to go to work,
right?
I had to do comedy. Like, there's all these things I had to do. Now I think like, my relationships are really important to me, and I do think I carve out time for them every week.
Yeah.
And I don't feel guilty like spending time with my boyfriend or like going out with my family,
right?
Sure.
With, because I feel, part of me is like, okay, good, I'm working on my family relationships,
right?
Yeah.
You know?
However, I took that as, because I take time for my family and friends and boyfriend too.
Do you feel guilty?
No, I don't feel guilty, but it's also something I put on my to-do list. Like, today I'm spending time with my mom. Check it off.
I do.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's a way that you can be a workaholic with managing your friendships and your relationships and your family and all that stuff.
I do that when I get lunch with Kane. I'm like, okay, I made time for that. That's a good thing. Also, I always like want to do that, but I'm just like trying to check everything off of the list.
Yes.
Are you thinking about it more in that terms, or are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about it as a to-do thing? Because I feel like I do think about it as a to-do thing, but it's not so much like, okay, I've done that, so they're taken care of. It's like, okay, I need this for me.
Right.
Like,
I feel like it's both.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I need it. Like, I really, like, need to go see him, and I want to spend time.
Yeah.
But it's also my, it's part of my pie chart, it feels like, of like to-do list of things that I'm like, okay, I did that part,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't relate so much to the personal relationships because I feel like mine are very much intact.
Yeah.
However, I kind of took it as a different way where I've chosen work related stuff over so many things. Yeah. That I've missed friends' weddings and baby showers and births and deaths, and I've missed all these things, and to me that is part of the whole putting it before personal relationships.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There are so many people. I've missed countless basketball games and softball games and concerts from my little siblings who have rarely seen me.
Right.
Because I'm always working. Right. And like that is stuff you can't get back.
Totally.
To me. So it's like we have a good relationship. We text, we call, I see them and as much as possible, but like it has put a damper on that because there's certain experiences I have missed so much.
Right. Well, and part of that is just starting in comedy, you have to get up every night to be better.
Right.
I think I'm at a point where, cause I've also like, I went to my little sister's graduation, but I left early to go to a show.
Right.
And
I've done that.
One I missed completely cause I was at a show or like I've been on the road for certain things, you know, like I'm flying back on Christmas Eve this year, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the same, you know, at the same token, I kind of think I'm in a place right now where I think I'm a little bit past that. I think I'm, and you know why? I think it's because I ran out of stuff to talk about on stage, and maybe that's kind of bad. Cause I do things thinking, I hope I get a bit out of this, less so now, but I really had a period where I was like only doing things to get jokes from it because I was like, well, I'm not being enough of a person. And now I'm like, I've hit that wall of, you know, if you want to call it workaholism, where I was just like going up every night and getting as many sets as possible and like really not seeing anybody. And then I'd like freak out and I'd just like, okay, I got to take a day. And I think where I'm at currently is like, okay, if I don't do other stuff, I won't have anything to say. And I'm more aware of the burnout feeling.
Okay.
Cause I've definitely gotten burnt out.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like a workaholic right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody is.
Yeah.
I think
I've had times in my life where maybe I was, but again, I don't know if it stems from, cause I feel like the definition of workaholic is like you get validation from your work and it's the compulsiveness of it. Like the things you guys have described of like not being able to sit and watch a movie or like avoiding, you know, certain things or people or whatever because you need to work or like lying about working.
Right.
None of that resonates with me necessarily.
Right.
So I think that's where we may differ. I don't feel
absolutely.
Like, and I felt compulsive about other things, but not about work. I've just felt scared. And so I work hard because I'm scared. It's not a compulsive thing. It's just like I have to do this. Otherwise I'm not going to be good and I'm going to fall behind, which I know is a symptom on here, but like,
I feel like, I feel like everything you say, like, I mean, I guess that's on there, but
it's there's so many symptoms. I told you guys this the other night and I can't believe I haven't said this on the podcast, but when I went to therapy in high school, I was like super depressed and they told me like, yeah, you're depressed, but you're depressed cause you're anxious and your anxiety is depressing you.
Right. Sure. I'm sure. Yeah. They probably have crossover symptoms. That makes a lot of sense.
Crossover.
Yeah.
My doctor told me that last year too, that that's this, you know, anxiety turns into depression because it's
anxiety makes you sad.
It exhausts you.
Yeah. That being said, there are different levels of workaholism. Like you can have be in different brackets, basically.
Yeah, like on the spectrum.
Yeah,
like
you might be on the spectrum.
On the low end of the spectrum.
Maybe
you have some tendencies, but not like, you know.
Where it's not like taken over. You know what I mean?
Right. Maybe it's a thing you dip in and out of. Like depression sometimes. There's a spectrum of depression also where it's like, you know, maybe you have depression for a year and then.
Well, I think on that CNN quiz, it was like if you scored a 67 or higher or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like then you're 60. Technically.
They're like 60 or higher out of 100. You should, you know, maybe look into it. You're a workaholic. You're basically you've tested positive for workaholism. Mm-hmm. And then it's like 90 is like highly workaholic, like basically seek help. Ooh. You know, Cam got like a 30. He's opposite of workaholic. He is, you know,
chill.
He sits.
He's a golden retriever wearing sunglasses on a skateboard. Just
drinking a Corona on the couch.
He's a greeting card.
He's great.
He's a greeting card.
He's great. But yeah, I just, it was a big wake up call. I don't know if we want to talk about like some of the personal kind of experiences. I know that like hearing other people say stuff that resonates with me.
Totally.
So if anybody's listening and you're wondering, like, this is some of the stuff I do to myself. Mm. If I'm not busy, if I have the day off, I will create projects for myself. Mm-hmm. I will create work for myself that's not even there. You know, I'll pull something from the past, like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. I'm going to do that now.
You do that.
Yes, it's very impulsive. It's very like, oh, I painted, you know, a few years ago. I'm going to start that up again. And I will go out and immediately buy all the kits and all the paints and all the things. And I'll paint for 30 minutes and I'll be done with it for months. You know what I mean? I'll do stuff like that. Like, I will create things. And then, like, my day fills up by all this shit that didn't even need to be there.
There's no urgency.
But it feels so urgent in the moment.
Totally.
Everything feels so urgent, from the simple task of going to the post office to, you know, finishing a writing deadline to, you know, meeting my boyfriend for dinner, whatever. It all feels equally urgent. And sometimes I can't differentiate which one to do first, which is the most important thing. They all feel like they need to be done right now.
Yeah.
Totally. And sometimes I'm like, I cannot relax until everything is done on my to-do list. But the problem is, it's a never-ending to-do list, so it's never
Especially
done.
When you're creative.
Yeah,
there's always more you could be doing.
God, there's new ideas every day. It's like, how do you manage all that? And I was talking to you guys last night about the whole sleep thing, because Cam's always telling me, like, go to bed, you're falling asleep. Why are you pushing yourself to stay awake? And I didn't even know that, like, the sleep avoidance thing was part of it.
Yes.
Oh,
had no idea.
Sleep avoidance.
Because what will happen is, like, I'll come home late, I'll sit on the couch, watch like 30 minutes of TV. I'm exhausted. But if I don't at least watch one TV show for 20 or 30 minutes, I feel like I have not taken a break the entire day. Mm-hmm. And that makes me really upset. So it's like I will push myself to stay awake just to feel like I squeezed in a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also, like, you kind of don't want the day to be over because you feel like you haven't done enough.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't even know that was part of it. And he's been yelling at me for months, like, just go to bed.
Yeah.
Take yourself to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And now that I know it's a symptom of this, I'm like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
I got to take myself to bed.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that way so much with naps, the feeling of like, oh, you could really use a nap right now. And it's almost like I've got like one of my like high school coaches' voice in my head where it's like, don't be a pussy, you know, like I'm so competitive where it's like almost like a boot camp feeling of like, no,
you're gonna sleep, the sun's up.
Yeah. Like push through it. Like keep working, keep doing what you need to do. Just because it will pass. Like always, if I feel sleepy and I just work through it, I, you know, kind of wake back up again. But if I'm feeling sleepy and I have the opportunity to nap, I should. But that's like
your workaholism is just snapping you with a wet towel. It's like, no.
Yeah, that feels
keep
like
going,
a big
Anderson. You're not Sam's cook, but you know.
That's fine. I like that. Yeah, that feels like a big no-no to me. The priority avoidance, which we talked about. I've realized that having a home office is a real big problem, because you wake up and you're in it. You're at work.
And you are. Like, I wake up late, you guys, because I go to bed. What time do you go to bed?
Midnight.
Okay. I go to bed later than midnight. So I feel a little bit less like a piece of shit. But you wake up at like 8 a.m. on the reg. which is weird. Like, comedians. I wake up at like the for me, waking up early is like 9.
Really?
Yeah. If I just, don't have to do that.
Yeah, I guess usually 8 or 9.
And but. I wake up at 9 and I have 20 texts from you going, so I've already sent this email and I've already done that. And you're at work, so you're just like, yep, I already did that. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. I guess I'm garbage. It's crazy to me how early you get up. You are a comedian. I know. Why did you get into this?
I've always been, I'm like a morning person and a night person, which is like, I feel like that.
That sounds exhausting.
Sleep person.
A workaholic pretty well, where she's like, oh, gotta do stuff. And then like you're lying in bed like, oh, can't fall asleep. You know, it's just like, there's no time for sleep. But the home office thing, I've fantasized about having like an office space somewhere else. I know that you've mentioned that I could come to your workplace and just like have a little office area.
Do you want to rent an office?
Oh my God.
I would want to rent one.
I'd love to look into like how much that would cost because for my sanity, it would be nice to be like, okay, I've scheduled from this time to this time to go to the office, and home is for home stuff and the office is for work stuff, because right now it's just all a mess. The second I open my eyes, I'm flooded with the to-do list of like, oh God, you're already behind. You gotta go, like eat your cereal, do this. It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to
look into that.
Like, because again, now that I don't live in LA, I have to get here early all the time. Like today I got here early and went to the Grove and like, you know, booked all my flights. But like, I would love to have an office and like somewhere you could nap.
Oh, Lord.
If you want it, like, because I just, you know, I need to be in town for stuff. And if I have a meeting at 10 a.m., I sit in traffic, I go to a meeting, and then I have a show at 8, and I don't want to drive back and forth.
Yeah.
I would so go in on an office with you.
Let's look into
it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because I also can't work at home. I need another location, and I usually just go to a Barnes & Noble or something.
Yeah.
Then I get anxiety when I try to do that, because I'm in public, and I feel, like, uncomfortable. Yeah. Really? And, yeah, if we, let's look into that.
Let's look into it for sure.
Okay. The other thing I was going to read from our literature, so we talked a little bit about what is the difference between signposts of workaholics and characteristics of workaholics.
I don't know if there is a difference. There's some of these are different.
Okay. This is something that really stood out to me in the book yesterday. It says, workaholism takes many forms, among them deriving our identity and self-esteem from what we do. Keeping overly busy, neglecting our health and relationships, seeing everything as work-related.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these are the same.
But the big thing that hit me was all of these are ways we cope with the pain of having lost our sense of being and of not feeling good enough. So it's like one directly feeds the other, that as soon as you start to kind of feel like you need to be, what's the word I'm looking for? You need approval.
Right. Mm.
If you're not feeling like you're getting that, then I think it just adds fuel to this workaholic's fire of like, well, I just got to keep working then, because if I get this late night spot, if I get this thing, then that will make me feel validated and give me what I need. But, you know, of course you get that and then it's the next thing. It never stops. You have to just feel good enough for yourself. Yeah. Definitely since moving to LA, I feel like my sense of self and just my own self-confidence has been way too much put in the hands of other people rather than just knowing for myself. I'm like desperate. And it goes back to the quote, you know, desperately looking for other people to make me feel good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that's probably a common thing when you get to LA in this business. In Seattle, I didn't really have that feeling because there's nobody there to even make you feel that way anyway. It's just like, you're just working clubs, but there's no like showbiz people.
Right. You're just getting better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you come here and it's like, oh, like now you got a
rat race.
Yeah, exactly. The rat race feeling. So,
absolutely.
Which is, and you were telling us that the other night we all did a show together at the Ice House this last weekend.
That was so fun.
For Cool Beans.
So
if you're
great.
In the Pasadena area or even near it, Corey Craig and Matt Moore put on an amazing monthly show that's
so
free
great.
At the Ice House. It's called Cool Beans Comedy. They always have amazing lineups. It's always so great. The crowds are always sold out and amazing.
Yeah.
Just the best. And, you know, we all got to do time and we got to do some long sets, and Kelsey ran her 30 minutes for her half hour submission and was just great.
Yes.
Just so good. Just killed it. And I was so happy that afterward you were like, yeah, you were like, no, that felt amazing and I felt great. And because you've just like,
did
lately
you.
You've been feeling like, kind of what that's talking about, like the loss of identity a little bit.
Totally. Like just letting other people tell me what I should be more like or less mm-hmm. like. And I've just been shape shifting for people. And then you mm-hmm. get to a point where you're like, oh, I don't even know who I am. Like, right? I don't yeah. even know what I've been doing up here. You just feel like you're on some weird autopilot.
And the terrible part about this business is people will look for things to tell you. They will yeah. look for things to just because they're like, I don't have anything to say, so I should think of a note.
Totally.
And we all take mm-hmm. it to heart because we're artists and we want the powers that be to accept us and give us validation and, you know, right. that work thing.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you had gotten a note from somebody that was just so untrue that we were sitting in the back watching you for 30 minutes and we were just like, that's such bullshit. Like, right. We were enjoying you and laughing at you, but then also like, damn, I'm fucking so yeah. mad. Like, right. oh God, it's just, yeah, it's so crazy in this business because you get so much negative feedback and you get so much positive feedback. And it's almost like you can't like, you can't, I think I heard someone say this. I think it was Bo Burnham actually on a podcast where he, and it might've been someone else, but I think it was him. He was like, you can't, and he was talking about more about like fans, but
yeah.
I think it goes for everything. Like you can't take like the super positive comments or the super negative comments because
right.
if you think one is true, then the other one has to be true and they can't all be true and it'll drive you crazy.
Yeah.
So you have to right. just like center disregard yourself. Everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and just yeah. listen to your own internal voice.
Yeah.
Totally. Your own inner goddess.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to you on the phone recently, and it's like if I took all my work-related accomplishments away, I don't even know like who I am a little bit, and that
right.
freaks me out. So like right. my goal going forward is to start filling my time with just anything that's not work-related as far as like exercise, meditating, yeah. visiting family,
right. hobbies,
seeing
yeah.
friends, doing like getting back into the painting, whatever it is. And it's like, I need to fulfill all those to like, you know, remind myself like there's more. Oh
yeah.
God, what a great wake up call that this happens sometimes where I'll just be talking to somebody and it's like, you know, they find out as you stand up, whatever, it's like, oh, do you watch stand up? Like, who's your favorite comic or do you watch much? No, I've never seen stand up really. I'm like, oh, it like makes me step out of our world a little bit.
That's
like,
interesting.
Oh shit. We are so oversaturated with this one thing that it's like, you forget that not everybody else is.
Yeah.
Like you step out
You're
of
so
it.
You're so zoomed in.
You're so zoomed in. Then I'm like, what? You know, what? They're like, I like Ben Stiller. I'm like, what?
You don't even know.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller's never done stand-up.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh shit. This is not as important to everybody else as it is to like us, and we have to remind yeah. ourselves like there's more stuff out right. there going on, but like sometimes you're just too in it,
right? Yeah.
And that made me feel good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think part of why you're holding on to stand up is because of that thing, that it's like part of your identity?
100%.
Okay.
It's the only reason.
Yeah. Because okay.
I
do feel like that. Like I yeah. went at the beginning of the year, I went to England for 2 weeks with my family, and I was like, by the end, I felt like I was in middle school again. Like two, because I didn't get on stage for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
since I, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been getting on stage, probably four years, I've been getting on stage every single night. I've never gone more than like a couple nights without getting on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so 2 weeks, I started to like regress, I felt like.
Wow.
And
Interesting.
It freaked me out
yeah.
to where I was like, oh, I don't know who I am without this thing. And this thing could go away. Like I think it's part of why being religious is so attractive to me, because growing up, it was like, you can't get your self-worth from anything except God, and God loves you. And there you go. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, great. So you can just like kind of rest in that all the
right.
time. Like, you hate me, but God's down.
Right.
You know? So
JC loves it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I have like yeah. that backup plan of like, well, if stand up blows up, like, you know, stand up's not everything. You just leave this world that I've put everything into, but I could
right.
leave. And then I just write children's books and everything's
right.
fine. You know,
right.
you almost need that because, yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
But even to be in a place where you don't even like doing it and you feel like it's part of your identity, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It's just like, it's lost the enjoyment completely. Like
wow.
it was very fun. It was yeah. It's very compulsive,
yeah.
and it's something that I just can't end because I started it. I got
You're
that
compulsively
weird
booking spots.
I'm compulsively.
That you don't wanna
do. I don't even want to do it, and I
wow.
I dread it. I dread before the show, several days before the show. I'll dread driving there.
Wow.
I'll dread being there. I'll do it. I'll be very, I just got to get through it. I'm not having really fun on stage. I'm just trying to get through it. And then I get off stage and I'm so relieved it's over. And I'm so relieved I can go home. But
you like doing our show, though.
Yeah. Being with you guys, yes. It feels different. However, I still have a lot of those feelings of just about my own stuff, like being on stage. And I still have a lot of those same feelings even when I'm with you guys. However, it's a way different environment. And I really enjoy watching you guys and just being with you. And it feels like a group activity.
And you had a great set.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's frustrating that you.
I know. We kept turning into each other and being like, I don't want her to stop. Can we not let her stop?
Well, that's the thing is like, I probably won't. Like, I will probably keep it around, but I will just cut way back.
Yeah.
Way back to where maybe if I'm only doing it once in a while, I am enjoying it. Yeah. But who knows?
Just be like one of those like guys at the Comedy and Magic Club who's like, they pretty much only do spots at the Comedy and Magic Club.
Yeah,
like, this is where my friends are.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do spots anywhere else.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know where it's going, but no, it was, oh man, you know what I did after that meeting too, though? Like, I was thinking like, I have notes about my workaholism for the Workaholics podcast. I just want to put that out there.
Oh my God.
That's how much of a workaholic I'm in. I'm fucking staring at notes about being a workaholic that I didn't want to miss any of the points.
Delaney.
Yeah, I know, right?
No. See, I did score higher than you, but I think your compulsive stuff is like way higher than
mine. It is.
Like, you're the one who's like, can you send me that? Did we talk about the, like, and I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, holy fuck. Like,
emails. I'll be emailing you guys and texting you guys at the same time.
I literally, sometimes I get to a point where I just like, I have to put my phone away for a second. I'm like, I'm just going to eat a sandwich. Like, I need to take
a break from her thing.
Yeah, like Delaney needs to get all the demons out and I'll address it when I can. But like,
yeah.
But mine's up here. Mine's the obsessive
inside
feeling.
I'm very much like, I got to get this idea. Oh, I got to get this thought out before I forget it. Or before, you know, like, it's, I mean, I feel like I'm vomiting via text message with you guys most of the time. And you know what's scary? I can't stop it.
Yeah. I know. And I know when you're notes. In it. Like, I can see when it's happening. I can actually see when it's happening. I'm like, oh, she's in it right now.
She's in it.
What else I thought about this? And you're like,
I know. You're like, where are we at with this? Did you send that email? Okay, are you sending me this?
Loved ones.
Let's register. Let's do all these. Let's put these in this vault. I'm just like,
Oh yeah, dude.
What's happening?
Can we pick one?
I need to start just writing notes. Like, okay, I'm gonna talk about this when I see them next. Like, let's write notes about like in person when I see them. But then I'll just have so many fucking notes.
Instead
on my
of like,
desk,
I know. Here's
you
the know? Pictures
when you came with your spreadsheet.
Write a sketch.
I know. It's nuts. But oh my God, I thought about this and like this has got to be part of it too. It's like, what if I'm just saying I'm a workaholic so I have an excuse for why I'm not doing more?
Shut up.
Yeah.
That thought
went through my head. I'm like, what if,
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I know. I'm like, what if I'm just attaching myself to this because it'll be an excuse to relax more?
What?
Yeah.
What?
And does that make sense to you?
Maybe I'm saying I'm a workaholic. But it's just an excuse.
In my own head, I'm like, I'm probably not. I'm probably just saying it.
What?
Because Whoa. I should still keep going and doing as million things. That's what I'm saying.
You're trying to justify.
I'm trying
staying a workaholic.
I feel like my own addiction is trying to justify staying a workaholic by saying, I'm not really one. Come on.
Well, now you're freaking me out because I've been sitting here saying I'm not one. So now I'm afraid that.
No, but it's like I almost felt like, what if I'm just saying this so I can quit? It's almost like a relief.
Oh, I see.
It's almost like, what if I'm just doing this so I'm relieved and I can have an excuse?
I'm doing this because I'm just lazy. That's what you're telling yourself?
I don't know. It's almost like, I didn't accomplish that thing because I'm a workaholic and I needed to relax. That thought went through my head.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
This thought doesn't even make a lot of sense.
But that's how
you should abandon it.
But that's like how crazy you can get in your own head.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it made me feel bad. I was like, oh God, all these accomplishments I'm not going to accomplish because of labeling myself a workaholic.
You just turned my brain into a bowl of old oatmeal. Like I feel like I need a moment of silence just to reset my
I know
neurons.
It's a real mind fuck. That's why I'm like, I gotta write this down because what does this mean?
Yeah, I feel like I just like read certain parts of A Wrinkle in Time. And I'm like, wait, what? Tessa, what?
I think it's like, well, you know, it's like it's like your addiction is trying to survive within you.
Yes, that's
you know, it takes
it's like
on its own
slime
thing
from Fern Gully that just like yeah. permeates, and it's like, we're here to stay.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It's like, I know, it was a real mind fuck. That's why I'm like, all right, well, if you guys don't understand it, then I probably don't understand it.
You need a sponsor.
I know.
Yeah, they were talking about that in the group. And yeah. I was like, yeah, Delaney could probably.
Yeah.
Delaney, I mean, you guys are already kind
of. We've been each other's sponsors for a while, where we'll have like hour and a half long conversations of just like going back and forth, sharing our experiences and what we're feeling, and then we'll look at the clock and be like, oh my god, like, whoa. Okay. And then it's still always just like the tip of the iceberg of whatever we're feeling. So we've definitely like opened up about some crazies to each other. Freak flags fly.
And even these quizzes are like, I'll second guess, like, I don't always do that. I'll probably just put often because I'm not really that bad, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, even some of the quizzes, so like, even some of the quizzes, it's like, you might not being being super honest with yourself because your addiction is like taking a hold of you.
I feel a lot of shame with this whole workaholics thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of like, bitch, like, you're fine, like, just suck it up, which is like the sort of attitude that kind of makes you a workaholic in the first place. But I don't know.
Yeah, my dad laughed at me when I told
him. We shared experiences
probably
with people.
He was married to my stepmom.
Right. Of us trying to like talk. It really is something that is kind of like laughed at in this culture. It's like the Miranda Hobbs thing of like, oh, the busy lawyer who also isn't there for her baby or whatever. And it's like, it's just made into this almost like caricature
real
thing.
Workaholic wouldn't even have a baby.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Well,
let's put some shame in that.
Well, actually, you know, you could be a workaholic even if you're a stay-at-home mom and don't have an office job. That's still, it's still there,
right?
Big misconception. Not to step on your punchline.
No,
it was
totally
fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Great punchline. But you can be a workaholic even if you've never had a job. What I'm saying? It's a mentality. It's in everything that you do. It's keeping the house perfectly clean until, you know, you can't have anybody in the house.
It's doing the Christmas card.
I want to say, we're going to talk in maybe not next episode, but in a couple episodes about The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. So if you want to read that, go get it. It's amazing. I finished it. You guys haven't quite finished it yet.
Almost done.
Right.
I will just say like a little teaser for it that helps with workaholism. There's a whole chapter about play, and that play is like a necessity for work to be successful.
Yes.
Right.
So that spoke to me, because I was like, oh, you know, I'm so driven to succeed that I was like, oh, I actually have to go like play and do non-work related things in order for things to be successful. Because it's like what you said, where you're like, I don't have anything to say on stage right now. I'm like depleting my creative well or whatever. So
I almost feel like, if anything, I'm a recovering workaholic. Because I've felt that way, but
absolutely.
Now I feel like I'm okay. We are
at an hour and 11.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. All right. Well, then we should wrap this up.
Also, the high of crossing something off of a to-do list is unlike any high.
Yeah, like a line of blow.
I mean, I was going to tell you guys, as stressful as it is kind of like handling all the social media for Self-Helpless, because it is like, it's a lot.
Oh, it's
a lot.
I've
been doing it first thing in the morning. It takes like an hour and a half.
It takes time. It's time consuming.
To do all this stuff. It's a lot. Like,
girl.
And you'd think it wouldn't, but it does. It's crazy. Yeah. And I shouldn't be doing it first thing in the morning, but there is a little bit of a little adrenaline that comes with, where I'm like, I already got my homework done. I like doing it first thing, because I already did something.
Yes.
And I need to do morning pages first, but I haven't been.
Oh, it's so hard.
So that's my goal. That's so my hard. Hashtag goal.
Hashtag goal. That's a good one.
Yeah. Morning pages before.
I just wanted to read off some of the, a very short list of some of the tools that will help you in recovery if you feel like you are a workaholic. I'm just going to bullet point them. Listening, prioritizing, substituting, underscheduling, playing, pacing, relaxing, accepting, asking, meetings, telephoning, balancing, serving, living in the now. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that, like, as far as you cannot add something to your schedule until you take something away that takes the same amount of time. Like, they don't they help you like kind of manage everything.
Got it. Under scheduling.
I'm going to continue to go to these. Try to go once a week.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm gonna try to be right there with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should. I feel like a little bit of a liar.
You might not need to. Yeah. Then
I want to go because I liked it.
Thank God.
I felt like it helped, but I also was like, I'm not. I don't think I'm as bad as everyone. And that just made me.
Here's the thing. You work every day.
Yeah.
You work every single night. That's almost true.
You have tendencies.
You got big tendencies.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
you're surrounded by two like fucking crazy people right now. Yeah. So you're in comparison.
You might feel
like,
real normal.
That's what it is.
But you know, I think
I'm also
if you liked it, then go. You're not some fraud. Yeah. You're not what is it? Is it what's Ed Norton's character in Fight Club where he's just like in all of them just to like
Tyler Durden?
Yeah.
Oh, Tyler Durden.
Go to an anxiety meeting. Is what it made me want to do. To see
Maybe you should seek out something that speaks to you more. But I mean, you're overbooked.
Oh, I'm definitely overbooked.
That is something, and that's and you're worried to, you know, not book stuff,
well,
and you're
the
worried
other thing
to cancel stuff.
I don't
want
to commit to this meeting because it's Monday nights, and I'm like, I got to do shows.
See, that's already a thing. Boo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We're all very similar, and we're all drawn to this particular, you know, profession and stuff like that. It probably runs deep in all of us, but it's maybe coming in different forms.
Well, I'm worried about saying it too, because I don't want to be a shitty workaholic. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say I'm a workaholic,
now
and then you guys are like, you don't do enough to be a workaholic.
Oh, God, now you're mind fucking me.
That's how I feel. I'm like shaming myself.
That's something on a list for sure.
Oh, man.
If I'm going to be a workaholic, I'm going to do it the best.
Okay. Kelsey mentioned, like, we're comedians, and I was like, oh, shit. Everyone's going to be thinking, like, oh, I have a real job. I'm not a comedian. And I was like, oh. No. I got, like, insecure where I was like, are people thinking we're not working hard enough?
And I felt
like I had to really stop myself from when I shared from going like, you know, we're comedians, but we work every day and we don't stop and it never ends. And like, this is how much I travel. Like, I felt the need to like justify almost defend myself.
Yeah. My perfectionism went crazy when she was like, oh, we don't actually do that. For the next five minutes, I was sitting there like, oh, I fucked this up for everybody.
I
spoke
like,
when I wasn't
fine.
Supposed to say
it. Yeah, I wanted to just like put a hand on your arm, but it was so quiet. I just wanted to be like, Kelsey, it's okay. And they made us turn off our phones. And I was like,
do we have to bleep that out?
What?
Do we have to edit that out?
What?
About the meeting?
I think
okay,
that
good.
Was really general.
I get so nervous. I'm so stressing. I'm like, are they going
to
come after us?
Even say what we did. I'm like, we can say we went. It's not illegal. Like,
I was like, is this like Scientology where they're going to show up at my doorstep and be like,
no.
You should have done that?
We didn't. No. We said nothing specific.
That's so good. A part of there, it was weird. For a split second, I almost felt relieved, like, oh, I can label the craziness I've been feeling, and there is a solution, and I have to. You know, I can follow these steps.
Yeah.
But then real quick after, that little voice is like, no.
Do it. Yeah.
The slime.
The slime.
But it's like, oh, I finally have an excuse. Like, oh, you know, I'm a workaholic. I got to take a break today. You know, it's kind of like that little bit of a relief. Like, oh, I can maybe use this.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then right back over. I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
What a fucking nut, I feel like.
This is a big, important one, you guys.
Yeah,
this was a big
really
one,
is.
And I'm probably going to be talking about this a little bit every episode now.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of follow-ups on this.
It's just, there's so much good material out there. You should research it if any of this spoke to you.
Yeah.
So once again, this is coming out on the 27th, right? So our live show is tomorrow night.
Yes.
At the Hollywood Improv Lab. 7:30 is when it starts.
Yes.
Please come. Tell us if you want to get on the free guest list. You can email us. You can hit us up on Instagram, Self Helpless Podcast. Hit us up on Facebook, any of our personal socials. If you know you prefer one of us to the other, it's fine. We don't care. Just hit us up and we'll put you on the guest list.
Yes.
So that's tomorrow night.
Please subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Hello.
Find us on YouTube and give us that 5-star rating and review for a chance to get a free t-shirt. We're going to plug our individual socials and then we will be done. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com. I'm with Jim Norton this whole weekend. Thursday the 30th, I'm in Philadelphia with him at the Fillmore Theater. The next day, I'm in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at Sands Casino. And then after that, on Saturday the 2nd, Montclair, New Jersey for the Wellmont Theater. So if you're on the East Coast, those are all amazing venues. Super excited for those.
Perfect. Then I am T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter. And this Wednesday, so we have our live show tomorrow night. If you can't make that and you're in Irvine, I am headlining the Irvine Improv for one night only this Wednesday, November 29th.
Go see her.
8 p.m. Please come. It's a really big room. And I'm
do it.
I'm pretty nervous about it. I'm not gonna lie. It's like it's made for like filming comedy specials. It's gonna be awesome.
I wish I could go.
I know. We'll see how it is. It's just, you know. And then Wednesday, December 6th through Saturday, December 9th, I am at Comedy Works South in Denver.
It's an amazing room.
I'm going to tell my friend, Cam has a bunch of buddies that live over there. I'm going to tell them to come see you.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, there have been people who've been coming out to shows, which is so nice. Like, you can't.
Yeah, it's so cool when self-helpless listeners come up after.
Yeah,
so cool.
That's really awesome.
And like,
awesome.
We were posting photos in like the podcast group. It was so nice. Like,
yeah.
And then like, it's just amazing.
That's great.
Thank you guys.
I'm not booking shows for the entire month of December. I'm giving myself a break.
Yay!
I've canceled about 7 shows now to try to give myself some time. It's been really hard because as soon as I cancel, all those crazy thoughts filter through my head. Oh, that would have been a really long set. That would have been a good set to film. I could have gotten this for this. I can go. It's just never ending.
Stuff you don't even want to do.
Stuff I don't even want to do. Yeah. That's what's crazy. Anyway, but I do enjoy stand-up when it's under the self-helpless umbrella. So the only show I'm going to be doing is the one, the 28th of November with you ladies.
Yeah.
Everything else, I'm not sure where I stand yet.
But still follow her on social media.
Oh, yeah. At Delaney Fisher.
Yeah.
On the social medias. Perfect. And Dicks by Delaney on Etsy, which is a hobby I turned into a small business, which is part of workaholism. So
should have make those dick mucks for yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Why won't it let me be?